What you're about to hear was aired on Planet Philadelphia, environmental radio show on Germantown Community Radio, 92.9 FM, WGGTLP in Philadelphia, and on gtownradio.com. This is Kay Wood with Planet Philadelphia. I will be speaking about some interesting research I read about recently using flowers to clean up pollution. And I'll be speaking with Dr. Krish Jayachandran. Hello. So nice of you to join me today.
Good morning. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you.
Could you say a few words about yourself before we get into the research?
Sure. My name is Krish Jayachandran. I'm a distinguished university professor at the agroecology program in the Department of Earth and Environment at Florida International University. I've been with the university for the last 28 years. I'm a soil microbiologist, soil scientist by training, developing sustainable agricultural practices and how we can improve whether ornamental or food production by using innovative technology. I teach agroecology and soils and ecosystems. I mentor graduate students in my research area. That is what we are talking about today is the product my graduate student, Dr. Jasmine Lockie Rodriguez. She conducted the research on the floating treatment wetlands.
It might be good to talk about the problem that's trying to be addressed, which is the problem of fertilizer runoff creating pollution, if I have that correct.
Yes. So as the technology, as the intensive agriculture and urban developments happening, we rely on a lot of fertilizers, like nitrogen, phosphorus, rich fertilizers application. So the fertilizers applied in agriculture fields and then also in the residential areas, the nitrogen, phosphorus can run off and get into the waterways, fresh water we're talking about. So it promotes algal blooms. And then that's the blue-green algae, very it's a thick material grows and then it chokes up the oxygen, then creates eutrophic conditions where other organisms cannot survive, and that's not good. Environmentally, it is not a good thing to see that happening. So here we come up with the floating treatment wetlands as a floating device where we can grow. Whether you are interested in growing vegetables, we can grow vegetables that can be really good. In our situation, we tried with ornamental flowering plants like marigold is the one. So it really came out very well. I think it's taking up phosphorus and nitrogen from the water, so that way it is naturally cleaning up the waterways, and I would say like ecologically, environmentally, and then economically, a sustainable approach to use this kind of floating treatment wetlands.
The flowers took up quite a bit of the phosphorus and nitrogen.
Yes. In our study, it shows that more than 50% of phosphorus removal, and then about 35% of nitrogen. That's a pretty good amount of nitrogen and phosphorus being removed from the water. Otherwise, it's going to stay in the water, causing the problem. So you have a vegetation, natural vegetation by the floating treatment wetlands. You are cleaning up the water.
The idea, or at least as I understand it, is that this process would have floating mats, possibly of plastic or something else, with plants growing in the mats, trying to do some of the services that natural wetlands do normally.
Yes, you are absolutely correct. So there are some wetlands where you have, it is called constructed wetlands, where you have pollutants coming into the water by vegetation having a right a kind of vegetation in the constructed wetlands. They can remove the nutrients like nitrogen, phosphorus, or chemicals, and that's a, so. That's one of the ways to clean up the water system. Here, it really mimics the natural vegetation in the aquatic system, having the floating device, and then having the ornamental plants growing, then the root systems are really good, and then it is removing the nitrogen and phosphorus. It is a similar approach. Then here you get benefits of in your backyard, you have a lake, then you have the floating treatment wetland, and you can see the flowers are there, and then it also gives the aesthetic appearance also very good. And then we are working on, why don't we do a vegetables? Then we can come up with growing some vegetables. We can, because these are nitrogen and phosphorus, and then if we can grow them, and then it will also supplement some vegetables at home. So that's the idea.
In this experiment, plastic mats were used to float on top of the water and have the flowers poking through holes in the plastic. Our world is so overwhelmed with plastic. I was wondering, have you investigated a different structure to put under the flowers?
Sure, yeah, that's a good question. I'm aware of the plastics. It significantly increased use of plastics, and then PFAS, that's the particles getting into the water, and then even drinking water, some of the even purified drinking water have the PFAS in it, and it's not good. So we are looking into the alternative, whether we can go with coconut coir, which has a less bulk density. Maybe you can use it for some time, and because it is not a permanent mat, it might degrade after some time, but it's a natural product. Yeah, there are more the options to come up with to replace the plastic. I agree with you. That's causes the another pollution problem. So
I know, yeah. Everything is so complicated.
Right. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Well, back to my questions. Is part of the idea of the experiment to see if the flowers grown could be sold and possibly create a marketplace for them?
Yes. Yeah. That's in our study, in terms of the color intensity, and then the flower size and everything. Yeah, the flowers we compared with control. The flower size and everything is remarkably significant, and so it is a really marketable approach. In a large scale, we can implement this one and then have a market for these flowers.
This is research. So could you talk about next steps, so people got an idea of how this might go into a real world situation?
Yes. So we are approaching this innovative technology to carry out in the community lakes. That way we can demonstrate in lakes and everything, and then we have to do the further studies and then bring community members to witness this experience to see that this is possible. Then the community can adapt this technology, because this meets the ecological sustainability, environmental sustainability, and then economic sustainability, because you have flowers and everything, you can market, you can keep it at home and everything. So we see that expanding this research into the solution-based community approach.
Is there anything else you think people should know about this?
This is very simple. Any household with a backyard lake or even there are natural areas where you have a slow-moving water in canals. If there are nitrogen and phosphorus moving in that canal water, so there's a significant amount of these nutrients, the resource managers can come up with, oh, let's have this floating treatment wetlands in this canal, and then have grown this ornamental or any other vegetables can be grown, those kind of things. We need to develop those future research activities.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you talking with me today. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I want to acknowledge my graduate student right now, Dr. Jasmine Lopez Rodriguez. She's the one conducted this study, and I'm a supervisor and a mentor, advisor. I oversaw that study, and then that's the product we are having at Florida International University.
Well, thank you so much. If you want to know more about Planet Philadelphia, go to planetphiladelphia.com. You could also find out more about other G-Town Radio programming by going to gtownradio.com. I hope you will consider making a small monthly donation to help Planet Philadelphia continue presenting interviews on important underreported environmental topics and exploring their complexities and intersections. Thank you so much for your support.